Children with sickle cell disease rely on daily doses of penicillin to prevent life-threatening infections. But lately, some are finding it harder than ever to fill their prescriptions. Side Effects Public Media's Farah Yousri reports on why some pediatric sickle cell doctors are concerned.
As recently as the 1980s, nearly one in three children with sickle cell disease died before their fifth birthday. That's until a landmark clinical trial found that two doses of penicillin every day for the first few years of the child's life slashed rates of life-threatening infections by more than 80%. Dr. Sheethal Jacob is a pediatric hematologist who treats children with sickle cell disease at Riley Children's Hospital in Indianapolis. For several weeks now, she's been hearing from families who are struggling to fill their kids' penicillin prescriptions. She says this could spell disaster.
I'm worried that I'm going to be seeing more of our patients in the hospital with serious bacterial infections, and obviously significantly concerned that some of them may become so ill that they would pass.
An infection that causes mild illness in other children can cause serious illness or worse in a child with sickle cell if they're not getting their regular doses of antibiotic medication. This is what keeps Mary Warlow up at night. Her baby Caleb is 6 months old and he has sickle cell disease. She's been religiously giving him his penicillin, but early December he went a few days without it because Warlow couldn't easily find a pharmacy in Indianapolis that had the medicine in stock.
They'll say it's in stock and then we'll go pick it up and they'll be like, we don't have anything, or we had it but you didn't come in time so someone else got it.
The FDA tracks drug shortages and has not indicated that there is a shortage of penicillin, but anecdotal reports from patients and providers at hospitals across the country, including Missouri, Georgia, and Alabama, suggest a shortage may be looming. Providers at hospitals in some of those states told Side Effects they were recently warned that liquid penicillin stocks are running low and advised to look for other alternatives, like penicillin tablets or entirely different drugs. Dr. Monica Hulbert at St. Louis Children's Hospital in Missouri says the second best option if a child can't get penicillin is to prescribe an antibiotic called amoxicillin.
And I did try to do that last week, and that was unsuccessful.
Unsuccessful because amoxicillin has officially been in short supply over the past few weeks in the U.S. Generally, antibiotic shortages are more common than most of us realize, says Erin Fox. She's a senior pharmacy director at the University of Utah. She's been tracking antibiotic shortages in the U.S. since 2001. She says there are reasons for that.
These are older drugs. They're generic drugs. They are low-cost drugs. And so because of those characteristics, there's actually not a lot of incentive for manufacturers to have any extra on hand or any kind of backup supplies.
Fox says during the current shortage, some manufacturers say they've been hit by labor issues, but she's also been hearing from more manufacturers who say,
you know what, we are making exactly what we were asked to make. We had contracts to make, you know, X amount, and we're doing that.
But as it turns out, that's not enough this year. With the recent surge in infections, Fox says existing shortages will eat away at other antibiotic supplies. So manufacturers will need to ramp up production. Dr. Carrie Marone at the Children's Hospital at Montefiore in New York says she's not heard from her patients or her hospital pharmacy of penicillin shortages yet, but reports from peers in other states have alarmed her.
If it actually becomes on short supply, the ramifications are huge. I'm like so nervous about that.
Children with sickle cell could die from preventable infections. So many providers say they aren't waiting until it gets to that point before they start sounding the alarm. I'm Farah Yousri, Side Effects Public Media.